The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Ogbwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More stakeholders look forward to a realistic national address tomorrow. President Hakainde Hichilema reiterates government's commitment in implementing key energy reforms. In international news, South Africa sentences 7 Chinese nationals to 20 years for trafficking forced labor. And in sports news, Zambia under 17 national team face South Africa this afternoon in COSAFA Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suyilanja Mulenga. As President Hakainde Hichilema prepares to open the 6th session of the 13th National Assembly tomorrow, more stakeholders have expressed different expectations. More expect that the presidential address will offer realistic solutions to national challenges. Local Government Association of Zambia Eastern Province Vice President Maxon Kamungu Nkoma says Zambians are particularly looking forward to clear interventions in the energy, agriculture and local government sectors. Mr. Nkoma emphasizes that people want solutions that directly touch their daily lives rather than political rhetoric. He adds that the head of state's address should inspire hope while outlining concrete measures to ease the challenges citizens are facing.
As the president prepares to speak at the Open Parliament tomorrow, the people of Zambia are expectant that his address to focus on issues that are directly affecting their lives on a day-to-day. Citizens are looking for solutions, not to report it, and therefore their address must inspire hope and outline concrete measures. Below are some of the key issues that we expect that the president will address. Energy sector. The ongoing electricity crisis has negatively impacted the economic growth, resulting in both domestic and industrial setbacks. Many businesses, small and scale alike, have been caught due to prolonged power outages Zambians have been subjected. It is my hope that the president will use this opportunity to highlight key measures that his government is putting in place to ensure they address this matter. When we come to the agricultural sector, we expect that the president will make mention of key reforms in the agriculture sector, particularly to do with farmer input support program.
In a separate development, meanwhile, the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, is calling for an address that speaks not only to the national achievements, but also to the daily struggles of ordinary Zambians. JCTR Deputy Director, Reverend Dr. Boyd Miranda, says the center is looking forward to the 2025 address that demonstrates how Zambians' most pronounced microeconomic gain and stability are being translated into reduced poverty, improved access to social services, and a better quality of life for households. In a statement, Father Miranda therefore disclosed that JCTR expects clear commitments on how the government will address persistently high costs of living, as evidenced in the Center's Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, BNNB, and the strengthening of social protection systems for the most vulnerable. In another development, President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated government's commitment in implementing key energy reforms to ensure universal access to electricity for all citizens. Speaking when he officially opened the Energy Forum for Africa conference in Lusaka yesterday, President Hichilema stressed the importance of legislative reforms to support investment in the energy sector, noting that the high cost of capital remains a barrier to growth in the electricity subsector and called for faster resource mobilization to meet the country's growing demand for power. The head of state further emphasized the need for harmonized regulatory processes across the region to attract investment, adding that interconnections between countries such as Zambia, Tanzania and Botswana would enhance power trading.
Power blending. I haven't heard someone say that. Part of our reforms is to blend the power. There will be some expensive sources. One of the sources will be generating power at 33 cents per kilowatt hour. If we produce then power certain sources at 7 cents, 8 cents per kilowatt hour, because the demand is there, we can blend these two and make power affordable to the consumer so that they can contribute to the provision of electricity for our economic needs. These are all part of the reforms And I'm here to say that the government will continue with industry players working on these reforms, including dropping down to legislation. Not regulation, the vision, mission vision is clear, this vision is clear, but the reforms, but then dropping down to follow these reforms to the legislative level next door in Parliament. I think one of my colleagues mentioned about the Electricity Act. That's only one time pass. The whole legislative framework is being reviewed to support the reforms.
And Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete said Zambia aims to lead Africa's energy transition towards cleaner and sustainable energy solutions. Mr. Chikwete said the Energy Forum remains key to accelerate the delivery of sustainable energy solutions for Africa, with the focus of translating Africa's energy resources into tangible opportunities for the people.
As a country, we are in the right trajectory. Our focus should be look into how fast we can implement this project to answer the challenges that we have faced as a sector. It is a catalyst of investment, collaboration, and transformation. This year, we gather not only to reflect on the progress achieved, but to deepen our dialogue, coming up with new partnerships, and accelerating the pace of delivering sustainable energy solutions for Africa. We will reaffirm our shared commitment to ensure that Africa's abundant energy resources translate into tangible opportunities for our people.
In a separate development, the Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, AIPAC, has expressed concern over what it describes as a low pace in implementing key structural reforms, particularly the open access policy on the Tazama pipeline. AIPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the delay raises questions about government's commitment to economic transformation. He has warned that without consistent policy action, Zambia risks missing out on investment and long-term growth. Mr. Ngoma also pointed to the ongoing energy crisis, urging government to declare load shedding a national emergency. He stressed persistent power outages are damaging productivity, driving up unemployment, and scaring away investors. In the meantime, Mr. Ngoma advised that resolving the energy crisis should be treated as a top priority if Zambia is to meet the IMF inflation target.
We are concerned about the government's slow pace in implementing the open access policy on the Tazama pipeline. This lag raises questions about the government's commitment to critical structural reforms necessary for sustainable economic growth. We stress the importance of policy consistency and effective implementation. For Zambia to attract investment and drive economic growth, the government must prioritize reforms that enhance economic efficiency, transparency, and accountability. Moreover, we strongly emphasize that addressing the energy crisis is crucial for achieving IMF's projections. The persistence of shedding is a significant impediment to the economic growth, and we urge the government to declare the current energy situation a national emergency. Immediately and sustained action is required to stabilize the energy sector and ensure a reliable power supply.
In another development, the Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has criticized the decision by Director of Public